Blog Talk Radio.
Put it in the bag. I'm on that nearest green, pouring live libations to keep my spirit clean. You know what I mean? Cause it's that all black music. Shit, I might get Delicious to walk through it. Yeah, I might get Morgan Freeman to talk to it. Cause it's that AR the war with Farrakhan influence. This that I can press a button, I can make a call. And show up in a pair of black Lonzo balls. Black oil in my veins, drenched in bright in Milan. With a vegan Lapita, peep I'm at peace, God. Squares out the circle, only making G calls. You know your shit's thorough when the streets follow. Yeah, you know it's lucrative for Hollywood calling. Got a spot on Sunset, time to disrupt the market. The rebirth for Marvin, vision of Sam Cooke. When that King vibes, but I'm bringing the whole hood.
And we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Famous. I'm black in everything. Black models, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. All black, fully loaded auto. All black's the motto. Black on black, I'm from that block that got my heart cold. Mama told me never listen to an old fool. And OGs told me always keep an old school. New rules, pray them demons out your fool, God. And when it come to your queen, never be too hard. Black dials, voodoo spells, and Ouija boards. Soul bomb, soul child, black on your vocal cords. When you incline, you never compromise your gifts. Shit, I wash my hands before I take a piss. Yeah, we gave you life, it's okay to admit. Man, I swear this content gon' be our independence. Black business delegating with the delegation. Discussing reparations for culture appropriation. Yeah, appropriately, and not the prorator. My girl got enough ass, I just need the 40 acres.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Famous. I'm black in everything. Black models, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black deals, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. All black.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bangin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. Diamonds in my thoughts, not in your possession. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Hey, I know what it is, man. It's Friday. Nah, y'all got jobs. I got stuff to do. I'm stop playing with y'all. But y'all know it is. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We in the building. It's Friday. Actually, it's not that cold outside, so I can't even really talk about the Hawk being outside. So that's kind of one thing to look forward to. Also, it's the weekend, man. Everybody get to go out kicking. Be safe while y'all out there kicking. All that good stuff. We got a great show lined up for y'all, man. And like I said, man, it's going to be a good show, man. We got Go DJ, this new segment, Go DJ, where we definitely shouting out these DJs. I got DJ Miss JQ coming up a little bit later. Y'all already know I got the, the Karma Reply with Amethyst. And I think it's her birthday today, so we're going to send a happy birthday out to her. Happy birthday to her. Like I said, you work on my birthdays, I guess. But it is what it is. Also, man, shout out to the Poetic High Team, Radio Rayo. Shout out to Genesis and everybody that's a part of their whole situation. Me as well, the DJ. I do the work on the ones and twos. You know what I'm saying? So definitely blessings to that situation. We out here doing what we do. That's basically what it is. We out here doing what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. A lot of crazy stuff going on overseas, international waters, all that. You know what I'm saying? Prayers out to all them people in the other countries. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with what they got to deal with in Russia and all that other stuff, man. So I just prayers go out. Because I've seen some videos that just shocked me. Like, my mouth dropped and everything. Some of the, like, video. I don't even know how these videos are getting out, but it's crazy. That's all I can say about that. Just prayers up to some people, man. Hope, you know, the people that, you know, involved or have to deal with that, at least be safe or get to somewhere safe. I don't have the full details on it. I'm not a politician. But it's certain things you see and you know ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So I hate to see stuff like that, but, you know, dealing with what we dealing with in this world, I ain't surprised by nothing no more. To be honest, I'm really not surprised by nothing. But like I said, man, we got a great show for y'all, man. We got some new music. We got some of everything, man. So sit back, relax, hang out with us, OG Radio, man. I appreciate y'all for hanging out with us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do out here all the time. Shout out to both of my basketball teams, man. We got two dubs today, man. So shout out to my pre-K team. And then also shout out to my first and second grade team, man. My pre-K team won 12-2. And my first and second grade team won 16-4. So definitely shout out to them, man. Shout out to the player of the game for my first and second grade team, Juwan. He had like 12 points, like 4 rebounds. Like, he did his thing today. Shout out to my niece, Destiny, who was a player of the game. I'm not saying this because she's my niece. I'm actually coached the game, so I watched her do what she do. out of the 12 points, out of the 14 points, she scored 8 of that, had like 3 rebounds and assists. So, yeah, man. And our third and fourth grade team play tomorrow at 3 p.m., man, in Madison. So, yeah, man, our team's doing good, man. Also, shout out to our Jayhawk wrestling team, man. We got all three of our levels, we have kids that's going into the regional finals. So shout out to my little homie, my point guard, Juju. Shout out to Jaden. Shout out to the first lady of the Jayhawks. Shout out to Maya. She took third. She took second. So she's moving on to final round as well. So shout out to all the Jayhawk wrestling team, man, the Roberts Jayhawk wrestling team. Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Justin, man. Both for the coach, man, bro. I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Doing what y'all do on the wrestling side. Y'all getting our football kids ready for the season. Shout out to my coaches, Nick, Dante. Shout out to Tim. We taking care of everything on the basketball side. So we definitely got a lot of good things going on in Roberts, man. And I'm just blessed that we able to get these kids more than just football this year, man. Like I said, we got them doing football, basketball, wrestling. Like, it's lit over there, man. So shout out to the kids, man. They still out here running around, do what they do. Having my football kids still doing great things, and they doing great things in the classroom too. So that's a whole blessing and a whole other situation. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, we got the Karma Reply coming up later. I'm going to get into some politics stuff a little bit later, but not right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to go dive too deep into that. But I'm going to get into some music, then I'll be back, man. Y'all know how we rock, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, man. We in the building.
This thing off. Alright, you hear me? No mercy, right? Alright. Look. I ain't Drake, so don't push me. I kick it off with bars, you ain't dealing with no rookie. I wasn't gon' respond, but you talking like you cookie. Won't you be Lucius, be a lion, be a man. This one goes out to all your dick riding stands. Y'all been blessed, I'll put you in this jam. Don't play this in your truck, boy, you know it's gon' slam. Don't tell me be humble, nigga, I don't give a damn. Mr. Every line's a ball, that's what mercy can't stand. What the fuck, you crippled now, what you need a hand? Showing no mercy for his rap, you been banned. This one hurt my heart, cause I used to be a fan. Go get that church suit that you had in that video. Brother is a homicide, this your fucking funeral. Can't kill Abel, I ain't jealous, yo. You should know, started it with me.
little goofy hoe, I'm coolin' Joe, man in my business. I was man in my business, you just man in my business, nigga. Now you don't get it. Marlon, remember back when you was high on the way in presence, I was just looking like damn. Couldn't be my brother, tweaked out motherfucker. Nigga, that was more than weed. That looked like something that you snorted and your nose would bleed. Looked like you dipped your cigarette and it bombed me fluid. Take it personally, Mercy G, cause you probably do it. Fans gon' call you light, right, cause you a diva. And you dressed in drag, got the pictures, I seen you. Boy, come correct, better change your demeanor. Warning, don't respond, I'ma take you to the cleaners. Just another wash rapper, really, you should be an actor. This shit gotta be a show, Mercy never been a factor. Wonder, can you read? I'm about to end your chapter. No mercy, are you saved? Nigga, this the rapture. Shut your mouth, thirsty G, well-known capper. Not a black pirate, just another black bastard. I won't read the comments, you can tell me that I'm garbage, but can't deny these bars, you would think I was in college. Hit press the thirsty G, you can't hit my chronic. Since you smoked the Reggie, tell the people, let's be honest. Hands gon' hit, it's like got a mad funny. I can't pick you up, you ain't got no gas money. When all of this is over, you can get a bag from me. Toss a couple dollars, boy, you be mad bummy. You won't need a lining, cause I'll cremate you. Cry yourself to sleep when the whole world bakes you. Those stands don't switch sides on you, that's ASAP. Rock you when you got a clean house like AJ. How your ass a boss and you never had a Maybach. Listen, I'm Q, you Bishop, this payback.
Falling, nigga.
No mercy, nigga. That's round one. That's just round one.
Man, this nigga sweet.
That's just round one.
Come hard, nigga. Go hard, nigga.
Fuck. Fuck all your stands too, nigga. Fuck all them niggas.
Day.
Get in.
They did.
Cheat out.
Who?
Hello?
Yeah, you've been on my mind, all of my men. I wanna call you up and see what you in. You can talk dirty into my instrumental. Dinner and breakfast, call it continental. Yeah, man, he don't love you. I ain't hating, but girl, I think you weak. No kisses and hugs, see him all the work, do it every week. When you get lonely, I know you think about it, go and pull a trip. Girl, if you put me on, I'll make you forget about your nigga.
I wanna chill with you,
just tryna keep it real with you.
Girl, what's the deal if you
need it, I got it, holla at me about it.
I wanna know
where your mind is tonight.
Girl, if you're choosing,
you better be choosing right. It's a whole lot of girls that want your spot. It's a whole lot of lames tryna cock block. Me and you candlelight by the fireside. Turn that red light green.
I just wanna vibe, I just wanna vibe with you. Baby girl, I try with you. Let me come and die with you.
Yeah, yeah. Drive, got that midnight Lambo. When you outside, you ain't gotta bring no clothes. Girl, whatever you need, you know we gon' try.
You know we gon'
try. It's on me.
Baby, it's on me.
I wanna chill with you, just tryna keep it real with you.
Girl, what's the deal with you?
Need it, I got it. Holla at me about it.
I wanna know where your mind is tonight.
Girl, if you're choosing, you better be choosing right. It's a
by the fireside,
yeah.
Turn that red light green.
I
you, will you slide? Cause I'm just trying to vibe. But if you spread them thighs, I'ma end up deep aside. I know you got a man at home, but he always on the go, and he cheating on the low. Girl, just come even up the score. Now I'm like, look what that dick did. Catch you addicted, screaming, oh my God, oh my God. Now you wanna be a Christian, and yet the devil wears Prada. And sometime Balenciaga and baddies I done had plenty.
But you?
I will eat it through the Fendi. And girl Rihanna would be proud of you. Way I put it down for you. This is a one of a kind type of vibe. We need to hang, don't need a new. I got the juice. And even if we never end up together, girl, this is the truth.
I just wanna vibe with you. Baby girl, I'll try with you.
I get something so bad, feel so good, act like
we mad,
but we know we good. We know this is wrong,
so wrong,
but it feels so right,
so right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning,
I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
We know this is wrong,
this is wrong,
but it feels so right,
so right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning,
I tell her good night.
Good night.
Oh, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
You got a man,
man, got a man,
and I got a woman,
I got a woman.
If they find out what we doing, then we know it's gonna be something,
something, something.
Cause I don't wanna leave her, and you don't wanna leave him. So we can't be together, but whenever we together, we feel like we don't need him. The way I put it down, got you calling my name. You screaming, you scratching, you moaning, these moments at home ain't the same.
No, 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 no.
I love when I'm inside it, cause you know how to ride it, you know how I like it. In and out, put my fingers in your mouth while you slipping and sliding. He texting your phone and she calling me. My hands on you, you on top of me. One of us answer, we gotta leave. So I'ma say that I was asleep. And he sent the text you never received. And that's what it's gonna be. Girl, I can't believe
I
get something
so bad,
feel so good,
so good.
Act like we mad,
we mad,
but we know
we good.
We know this is wrong,
so wrong,
but it feels so right,
so right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning,
I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking,
fucking.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking.
No, no, no.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking.
No, 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 no.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking.
No, 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 no.
We know this is wrong,
we know this is wrong,
but it feels so right.
But it feels so right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning,
I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking.
We shouldn't be fucking, baby.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking.
We shouldn't be doing the things we
yeah.
wanna fuck with a bitch like me. He's tryna hump on a bitch like me. He wanna ride in the passenger seat, but I told him ain't shit free, 50 on 3. Ain't shit cheap, drop another G. Ain't shit sweet, cavity to teeth. He about 6'3", ride him like a 10 speed. All up in the whip, he murder for the plea. I only fuck with a nigga got bread, good head, big feet and big beds. Low fade, bald head of the tread. Stick shift, I drift, I rev. Christmas, I gift, I sled. Lift, lift, suicide all dead. Quick, quick, put the metal to the pad. Weak crisp, I be the butter for the spread, nigga, amen. I cruising, Medusa the skin. Two different blues, bitch, I'm BB, I spin. Gator paints in the bank, got an I to the M. Rolling in dough, look like pound the end. Boy, the coupe too red, but the top dead. Inside looking like Nino. Thoroughbred nigga like a mop head. Got a wrist same color as the Pico. Left for a little minute, now he back down. And the hood popping willies like Rico. Keep a dollar like his first name Creflo. Presto money, baby, I ain't tryna preach though. Good game, but he ain't tryna ref her. Good game, so he probably Hugh Hefner. Stone cold for the kill, no wrestler. I got E's on my line, though Tesla. I got Benz on the rims, chrome diesel. Fire with the pike, the exhaust blow freezo. Candy for the paint, wood grain be the easel. Slick shit, 100,000 for the free throw. Let him eat though.
She cut for her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money, yeah. We counting the basket, by tummy tuck. She cut for her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. She said it ain't fair, we don't get no fuck. You tough on that act like you really cut. You talking too much, but we really clutch. Got bro in the cup with the semi-tuck. She came with a nigga, hit goofy fuss. They calling for peace, ain't no truce with us. Couple bands on her head, you know money fuss. They hiding in shots in the block again. Check the scope, cause they know that we up again. Bro tried to hit his head, but he ducked again. I'm blessed with the aim, cause I hit his man. I know that they lonely took all their friends. So it's safe to say that we crashed out again. We crashed out again, we crashed out again. Damn, we crashed out again. They talking too much, turn our bully up. When we come around, them hoes shutting up. They cap for that act like they really tough. They ain't come with no heart, them hoes scared of us. We ducking the feds, you know safety first. But we was raised up to stay dangerous. So it's cancel the bitches, they play with us. A Glock with a dick, it's a beam for us. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our basket, by tummy tuck. She cut for her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our basket, by tummy tuck. She cut for her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuck. You beefing with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck.
So y'all know what it is, your boy Mr. AK. I'm still hanging. I'm still doing what I do. I'm going to get into one of these new joints that I got going on today, man. It's a lot of cooks. I got a couple of new joints. But this new joint is from one of my bros, one of my guy C. Priest. Backstory on why I always say me and Priest made history. Quick backstory. So this was like the first like year three or four I was doing OG Radio. And we were still young in the game doing what we do. And, you know, when you're young, you just try to, you know, you first coming out doing a radio show, you try to figure out how can you be different. So one night, I'm on the air or whatever like that, and Priest hit me up like, yo, I got this new joint, bro. Hey, can you spin it? I'm like, yeah, bro, send it to me. I'm going to spin it before the night over with. He was like, bro, no, you can't. I'm like, what you mean, no, I can't? He's like, there's no way in the world that I can send you my song and you're going to play it tonight before the show over with. That's not how radio go. I said, bro, we different. OG Radio, we different. We always been different. So he sends the song. He sends the song, and I play it. I tag him in the post of me playing it, and he literally calls my he calls to the radio station, and he's cracking up laughing. He was like, "Bro, you are crazy." He was like, "Bro, you really pulled that off." And I told him, and that kind of was the stamp on when I say I tell people it's not a world premiere, it's a world premiere on OG Radio, because I don't know no other. And every time I say this, I always want to say this first. There's no disrespect. There's no shade. There's no ill will towards any major radio station, any other internet radio station. I just say I do things differently over here, and I'm proud that I can do things differently over here. So we played the song, and from then on out, I was just, it's just something I wanted to prove to people, to show them, like, no, it's somebody really out here supporting y'all music. I don't have to answer nobody. I am the boss over here at OG Radio. I make the decisions over here at OG Radio. I decide what happens on this show, all that stuff. I can say that because this is my station. I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been rolling, and I got support, and I got love from a lot of people, from a lot of states, and a lot of almost countries. So that was the way for me to stand out differently from other radio stations. And I feel like the other way is that I tag the artist as soon as I play the joint. I know some people are like, well, that don't really mean nothing, you know that. You'll be surprised when you do what I do and you post like now playing whoever song live on OG Radio and they see the callback number and they see the link, and them people get geeked up because instead of waiting to hear it on the radio station or whatever's going on or tuned in, they can already just go back and listen to it or call in and hear it right then and there. You know what I'm saying? They can hurry up and get to it and hear the link, man. So that's just the backstory of that. So Priest know what it is. So this is the new joint from my boy C Priest. It's called Red Light. Y'all know what I say. It's not a world premiere until it's world premiere on OG Radio. So this new joint from my boy C Priest is called Red Light, live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
They know how I get down, so they gon' duck when I come. in, but it's like fuck what I've done. Okay, fuck it, I'm done. I don't care anymore. So if you looking for me, I'm not there anymore. I set my foot on the gas pedal, blowing through the red light. I ain't got my head right, real in my left, good in my head right. He was dead wrong, I ain't thinking what he said like. So I got my foot on the gas pedal, blowing through the red light. I ain't got my head right. Fuck who I am, fuck what I said right. That was dead wrong. I ain't taking what he said like. Fuck a red light.
Y'all know what it is, man. We're back in the building, man. OG Radio, your boy, Mr. AK. Y'all hanging out with me. Like I said, the Karma Replies a little bit later. We're going to have DJ Mitch JQ a little bit later as well, man. We just hanging out, man. We just kicking it. That new drink from my boy, C Priest, called Red Light, man. Y'all know he's on all streaming platforms. Y'all definitely make sure y'all want to hear more down OG Radio, man. Y'all call in 516-666-9826, man. Holla at your boy. That's what we do. I got another new joint. This joint is from artist go by the name of I Am Thanos. He is from Brooklyn, New York. I met this cat, just to be honest, this is the realest thing ever. I met this cat, or I connected with this cat, this guy, on the Stereo app. You know, the Stereo app you do podcasts and stuff on. And I'm scrolling through. You know, I'm doing what I normally do, just scrolling through certain apps and podcast apps. And, you know, I be listening to anybody that got anything hip-hop going on. I just chime in on, just look in on or listen to or just catch a vibe. And just, you know, that's just a part of me supporting artists, man. I always try to just check out, you know, all different social medias and, you know, drop in and just, you know, if I'm feeling the joint, man, I reach out to an artist, man. I don't have no problem doing that. I ain't no bougie, you know, radio host or program director. If I'm rocking with it and I kind of vibe with it, I send a message out to the artist explaining who I am, what I do, and, you know, my business and so forth. And somehow, some way, I got linked up, and instead of just, you know, on the Stereo app, you can just join and just listen. But he put me on this panel, and, you know, I kind of, you know, explained who I was and why I was on they chat in their chat room. And it just turned to something where we just chopped it up for, you know, just on a panel answering questions and, you know, getting a sense of, you know, what he had going on. And he does a rap battle league on the Stereo app and all that other stuff, man. So, to be honest, we connected on there. We talked. You told me you did music. You sent me the music the right and proper way. And now I'm finna get ready to play it. So, like I said, shout out to my boy. Shout out to I Am Thanos, man. And the joint is called Sherelle. I listen to the joint, man. I vibe to it, man. I rock with it, man. Definitely something different. But the music caught me. I'm going to go deeper into why I do what I do with these social media sites and why I think artists should do this on their social media sites. So this joint right here is from my man, I Am Thanos. It's called Sherelle. New joint. Y'all know the rule. Y'all know the saying. Ain't no world for me until it's world for it on OG Radio. Y'all know how we get. So it's new joint. I Am Thanos, man, from Brooklyn, New York, man. The joint is called Sherelle. Live right here, man. Let's get it.
Sometimes I decide.
Right. Life.
Sometimes life
happens.
Blue is in favor.
listen to what you sing. Shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot to, and it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? Do it. Look, I think I like you when you like me. We didn't know it. Lying in bed, so polite, very heroic. You meant more, but I couldn't tell, so didn't show it. You went the way I wanted you more, that's when to grow it. I wanted to be a man, I ain't out here trying to control it. You left the window open, guess I'm just still in the moment. And who would've thunk to give it away, somebody own it. I'm headed to the gym right now, who's the opponent? Dr. Ruff, the nigga was stuck, should've cloned it. You smell good, rolling backward, I can't condone it. And no cologne, my ex body wash. You all alone with her bones hit. We creating a life to build a home with. Raindrops, rain on top, we sugarcoated. Her photos, the best logos, I should promote it. And you feel good, tongue overlapping, the way she roll it. I open in a package of love before I fold it. What you saying? Say that. Right. Yeah. Like shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? You say that. Yeah, don't tell me that this just isn't true, because I wrote it. If anything ever happened, I want you to know it. I tried to clean you up even when you was getting messy. Your cousin told brother and Jesse, that's kinda petty. And I admit that just walking in, I wasn't ready. But willing to sacrifice for the moment if you let me. Good morning, I text you at 4 like, hello darling. Is this your day off? If so, you make me wanna call in. 3 post chicks can't match you in performance. We're calling me now, most times I just ignore it. Carry my name, simple and plain, just be my message. Love you for life, that's eternal, hugs and kisses. And when I'm on the road, no concern with other bitches. Treat others as you wanna be treated, I ain't malicious. Got the main freak of the week, that's little vicious. Good head plus bed and breakfast was so delicious. What you saying? Say that. Do it. Make it. I'm like, shorty, let me run you by my only vice. It got to do a lot to cut, and then it ain't nothing nice. So what you saying? You say that.
I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grinding, I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now. I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grinding, I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now. I've been through the storm and rain, I've seen some shit that I can't explain. Had to move on, close some doors in the past so I could see better days. I had to change my ways, had to get up, get out, and go make a play. Every time I pray, I say, Lord, forgive me for I sin today. Yeah, okay, girl, what did you say? I ain't tryna hit it today, so you can move with that, get out my face. You know I got money to make, so baby, you know that pussy can wait. I got a girl upstate, body like Keisha from Belly No Way. In a late night, gotta move right, cause you know them boys might act the fool right. 40 on them, he packin' a tool right. If you try him, he might let the things fly red. Being one of my hit a boys, I bitch step. But yeah, you know I'm that cool, got 2 step across over like AI. I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grindin', I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now. I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grinding, I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now.
Yeah, this one for the real ones that managed to stay down. For the times I had that chip on my shoulder, it weighed down. Really not concerned about what they could say now. So many rides at the crib like a fucking playground. Look, what they gon' say when I pull up? They don't wanna match with a killer, tell them good luck. I'm too busy reppin', tryna lift my hood up. Take my engine slippin', niggas couldn't step an inch in this one, this is different. Living your dreams out, stick to the cream route, living your dream house. Stack that case, get more guap, they probably gon' hate, just don't stop.
My heart full of that go hard. I remember climbing from the bottom, shit was so hard. Now I got a spot up in this bitch, I got a bogart. You ain't to pull my come up if you run up, it's a no dog.
I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grinding, I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now. I know them niggas hate it, they want me to stay down. But I'ma keep on grinding, I'm paving my way now. I'm headed to the top, ain't no way I'ma look down. I'm shooting for the moon, I'ma land on the stars now.
Fuck it. I had bad days, some good, then it went right back to being bad again. I've been on my grind since a young kid, yeah, I really do this. I don't really give a fuck what they gon' say, I'ma always win. Back on bullshit once again, yeah, I'm in my zone, I'm back at it again. I seen a lot, been through a lot,
yeah, I did.
When you're on your way, climbing to the top, it's hard times, it's hard knocks. Who that at the door, it could be the ops or the damn cops. Through the peephole, you see the flicky and the red dot. Yeah, I'm red hot, I'm on fire. You got jokes like Red Fox, but laugh now, you gon' cry later. Yeah, I bet he cry when he get in the car. Life is crazy, it get hard. Coming where I'm from, on my block, 127, some real niggas, some fake ones. Everybody trying to get to the top. And I'ma keep my promise to my mama. Yeah, I told her that I would make it. And I'ma get on the fourth list and stay humble. I just gotta have patience. Niggas don't come around when it's your time. Yeah, whole time they been hating. But I'ma keep doing it, what I've been doing and how I've been doing it. Cause these niggas, they can't fuck with me. Yeah, I've been new it. I'm not from Houston, but I chop and screw shit. I never get too shit. We moving, we boosting. Yeah, bitch, I'm exclusive. I'm one of a kind and one of the few. To do what I do, cause nobody won't do it. Got nothing to prove, but I'm still improving. We fall like we hooping like Nike, we do it. The king and the ruler, yeah, that's me the new one. In love with the hunters, the green and the blue ones. All for my kids and I just had a new one. I love being a parent because I'm the cool one. Run up this money so we can go have fun. Yeah, I got problems and always gon' have some. But I keep smiling and wildin' and prowlin' and stylin' and trippin' on niggas like dressin' on style. Dressin' like I'm finna go to Met Gala, but I'm at the studio so I can make magic. Yeah, I make it happen. I've been established since 91, yeah, you know what I'm after. Had to go get it, yeah, nigga, I got it. And I'm being honest, so no, I'm not bragging, cause I got some baggage that no one can carry. So don't get embarrassed, I'm cut from a different cloth. You cannot wear my heart on my sleeve, yeah, that's how I wear it. Yeah, for real, for real. So I'm thanking God for this. Defeated the odds for this, for real, for real. Got rid of the frauds for this. Now I can hear them hits for real. For real, had to cut my grass a bit. Now I'm peeping shit for real, for real. The money drowning me. I was lost, but I found my peace. Now y'all done woke up a beef. And I break up in this industry and break some bread with my motherfucking family. Turn my dreams to reality. Gotta get it by any means. Yeah.
Real shit, man. Know what it is, you know what it ain't, man. You know what the fuck I represent, man. Them three R's. Real recognized, real shit.
I had bad days, some good, then it went right back to being bad again. I've been on my grind since a young kid, yeah, I really do this. I don't really give a fuck what they gon' say, I'ma always win. Back on bullshit once again, yeah, I'm in my zone, I'm back at it again. I seen a lot, been through a lot,
yeah.
When you're on your way, climbing to the top, it's hard times, it's hard knocks. Who that at the door, it could be the ops or the damn cop. Through the peephole, you see the flicky and the red dot, yeah, I'm red hot.
B's about to drop, B's about to drop, B's about to drop, B's about to drop, hey, B's about to drop, B's about to drop, B's about to drop,
B's about to drop.
That's on phone now. Racks, we blow them, we don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club,
bang.
We gon' throw them, keep them big poles. We gon' blow them.
Yeah.
I might just lick up your hoe. All my niggas train to go.
Let's go.
This ain't what you looking for.
Nah, nah.
This ain't what you looking for. I just BVS the chain. Might run your bitch with the gang.
Gang.
Just might take a rapper chain. We been serving Eddie Kane. Been like 20 in the booty club.
Rolling, tweaking.
Please don't make me shoot it up.
Yeah.
Miss me with that foo-foo shit. Two new sticks. You gon' make me shoot you, bitch. Ratchet on me. Tell that bitch to back it on me. Ratchet on me. Bitch, you know I pack it on me. Off the Zaza. I don't dance, don't do no cha-cha. Work on my block. Grab a Philly steak from Baba. That's on phone them.
Racks,
we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club. We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles. We gon' blow them. That's on phone them.
Racks,
we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club. We gon' throw them. Keep them big poles. We gon' blow them.
Yeah.
fool that said they talking about phone them. We gon' show them. Up that blick, little bitch, we blow them. That's on bro them. Matter of fact, gon' call up Mo them. Where his show at? Bet that bitch won't do no show there. Meet me at the telly, bitch. Stingy with the pussy, miss me with that petty shit, bitch. Megan's good, boy, you could give me Megan's style. That ass is bouncing. I swear I won't tell nobody. We so cool, we gon' show up with the broom. Don't do no chores, but fuck it, we gon' sweep the broom. Off the Zaza, I don't dance, don't do no cha-cha. Work on my block, grab a Philly steak from Baba. That's on phone them. Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club, we gon' throw them. Keep them big poles. We gon' blow them. That's on phone them. Racks, we blow them. We don't know them. We might just go fuck they hoe them. In the strip club, we gon' throw them. Keep them big poles. We gon' blow them.
Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop. Beats about to drop, hey, beats about to drop, beats about to drop, beats about to drop,
beats about to drop.
You are now tuned in to the Caramel Reply with Anthony. What's your scoop?
Hey, y'all already know what time it is. Y'all done heard that intro, so y'all already know what it is. First of all, happy birthday. We're going to get that out of the way right now. Happy birthday. Second of all, what's going on?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's good to hear. So, happy Friday. Shout out to all of the Pisces. We are officially in Pisces season.
Uh-oh.
I am a fellow Pisces, and my official birthday is February 27th, which is Sunday. Pisces are very unique, but we can talk a little bit about that later. Welcome to the Caramel What's Your Scoopy Fly segment with Amethyst. If this is your first time tuning in, let me explain a little bit about this advice segment. If you have a story, question, or topic that you would like for me to give my opinion, you can send me an email at thecaramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. And don't worry, like always, you can remain anonymous. And just a FYI, the segment is not just open to relationship issues. Other topics are welcome. So we're jumping right into question number one. I received a question from Keisha, and she said, "Hi, Amethyst. I am enjoying the Caramel Reply. I listened to some of your older episodes. I remember you mentioning that you were a tutor. I have a question. I was interested in teaching my son about other historic African Americans besides the traditional list that most classrooms cover in school. Do you have any tips on how I could do this?" Hi, Keisha. I am passionate about being a tutor. I've actually been tutoring since I was in kindergarten. I used to stay behind to help my classmates because I was a bookworm. So actually in school, I was very, very bored because the stuff that we were learning, I had already learned. So my mom, she always made sure that I was on point and ahead. So that's how I ended up getting into tutoring at a very early age. But I specifically like tutoring children because they are little sponges that soak up everything. Gary Augustus Morgan Sr. is the inventor of the traffic light. The three-tier system and the smoke hood, also known as a gas mask. This smoke hood was used in 1916 during a disastrous tunnel construction incident. This mask helped save lives. He was also the first black man to own an automobile in Cleveland, Ohio. Another notable African American is Arthur Art Smith, who was one of the modern jewelers of the 20th century. He designed jewelry for the Avant-Garde Black Dance Company. Meanwhile, Mary Beatrice Davison Kenner created the adjustable sanitary belt. as well as an attachment for a walker or wheelchair, which included a hard tray and a pocket for carrying items. Another credit to her name is a mounted back washer and massager. Invention was a family affair. Mary's grandfather, Robert Fromberger, invented the first tricolor light signal for trains and stretchers with wheels for ambulances. Mary's sister, Mildred Davison Austin Smith, invented the family tradition game. Adding to her accomplishments, Mary and Mildred collectively invented the bathroom toilet tissue holder. Another not popularly mentioned African-American inventor is Mary Van Britten Brown. She made a security unit at home. Mary B. used a camera that was able to slide into four peepholes within her front door. The camera's footage would appear on a monitor inside her home. Additionally, she added a microphone, which allowed her to speak to someone at the door. It also included a button to call the police and unlock the door. She later patented this invention with her husband, and I'm pretty sure everyone, well, not everyone, but most people are familiar with the home security system. But Keisha, you can also use games to make the learning even more interesting, such as I Spy with My Little Eye. So you can do this game, like if you spot traffic lights. For example, you might say, I see the traffic light turn from green to yellow, then to red. Green could mean go, yellow, proceed with caution, and red to stop. You can also teach about different colors and what they represent. Or you could play a scavenger hunt to see how many household items you had that may have been invented by black inventors. You could also generate games such as word search by matching a name with the letter with some of the facts that you go over. Another game you could use, fill in the blanks by using flashcards. There are many resources online that you could use for teaching tools, but I always say most importantly, make sure that it's fun. Make sure that it's engaging. And even if you have fun yourself, that comes across as even more enjoyable to the child because they can feel that you're excited and then they'll get excited too. So I hope this is helpful.
That's good information. Definitely, I would say if you're looking for a tutor, don't Google it. I would say go to the kid's school or, you know what I'm saying, go to like a college, like a community college, because they do have tutor programs where they, you know, send kids to you know, the underclassmen or the college kids to like elementary schools, mm-hmm. grammar schools, and junior high schools. And they got tutor sessions and stuff like that. It's kind of how, you know, the older kids, students who are going to school to be teachers, that's kind of how they get their hours, they get their feet wet. They set them up and do tutor programs and stuff like that. So I would say if your kid is in elementary school, go to these community colleges or even go to the high school. They sometimes, the high schools do it too as well with some of their students. So I would say go to the junior high schools and the high schools in your area. Go to the community colleges or a college in your area and just ask questions. That's just my advice for it.
Mm-hmm. And then before we get to question number two, I did mention earlier that Pisces are very unique. Now, you have your different types of Pisces. Okay. So I am the type of, I'm the reserved type of Pisces. But I would say that creativity is very, it's very on point for the definition of what Pisces is, that they're like intuitive, creative, imaginative. I would say that that is very true because I even feel like that I'm creative even in my dreams. Because sometimes I got some of the most craziest dreams and I could be like, you know, that was actually a good idea. Or that gave me an idea for something. So I would say that that is very true. They have the Pisces that's kind of like two that's on the cusp. So it's like there's kind of like the right when Aquarius is ending and then you're merging over into the Pisces. So they have different types. But I would say for me that that is very true to Matze.
Mm-mm. I don't know, but I'll let like zodiac sign situation. All I know is I'm a Leo, and we just get a bad rap. Just period. Like, you know, I don't understand it. Maybe somebody else got me figured out, because every single time a woman here, like, "Are you a Leo?" Like, what do we do to y'all? Like, I don't understand. They be like, "Y'all so conceited." But I'm not. I'm just who I am. And they take that as I feel like it's like people confuse conceited with confident. We're just confident people. We type people that don't take no for an answer. We just very passionate about what
but
we
some
do.
Some people really
and
are.
And we confident.
Some people are cocky, though. Some people are conceited, cocky, and confident. That they're a mixture of three. But I don't really know too much about the Leo. Like, I don't really know many people that's a Leo, but I know some Cancers that kind of make you go, some Scorpios, and definitely Gemini. Now, I know a couple of Gemini and what they say about the two-faced. I'm sorry. From my experience, that is true. That is very true.
But I just don't know why people don't like Leo.
It's like having a three-way conversation, but with one person. But it's like a three-way conversation.
That's deep. That's deep. That is deep. That is deep. That is deep. Oh, goodness gracious. But, I don't know. Everybody got their preference. I just don't like how Leos get perceived in life. Like, we just, it's like, people scrunch their face up as soon as they hear the word Leo. Like, ugh. Like, what we do? What we do? We born in the summer. We summer babies. We be trying to chill. We just be about our business. We be on point when we need to be on point. You know, we got our flaws like everybody else, but man, just slow it down.
I don't know. I don't know. So do you know any Pisces?
To be honest, no, I don't. I probably do. I probably don't hang out with them like that, but like I don't know. I don't be getting so like I don't get super deep caught up into people's like zodiac signs. I just know when people's birthdays are, and then when I match the birthday to their zodiac sign, then I don't really be like, "Oh, you act like a this, or you act like a Pisces, or you act like a Leo, or you act like a Libra, or you act like a Gemini, or you act like a." I don't be on that. It's just, you act like you act. Like, whoever your people are, you got your traits from them. But, I mean, hey.
Like, sometimes people do, and then sometimes people that they are nothing like.
Right.
Who their people are supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, I people give you that look like, "Wait, you said she was related to who?"
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't believe
it. Like, nah, it can't be. Well, you know, there's some people, they have those strong genes, but it's like you can look at the whole household and you like, okay, we know this is a family. And you had the other family where everybody looks different. Every single person looks different.
Yeah, it be like that, though. That's life. Like, so you get, I mean, like I said, I got brothers and sisters, and people look at my sisters like, "Y'all related?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's my whole sister, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? Y'all don't look nothing." Okay, that's true. But that's my sister. We got same daddy. It's okay. But if that's it, me and one of my brothers, that, you know, they be like, "Yeah, y'all twins?" Like, no, we not. We don't look nothing alike. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's weird. Like, they see me with my niece, and they be like, "Is that your daughter?" No, it's my niece. He's my niece. He's my nephew. Like, no, it's not that. It's, but sometimes it's like, yeah, family got strong genes. Because one of my cousins, they mistake her for one of my sisters. I'm like, no, it's my cousin. I'm like, "You sure y'all ain't sisters?" Like, I'm positive. I'm 100,000% positive. We cousins, not sisters and brothers. Okay. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't feed too much into the zodiac situation. But, I mean, some people really be locked into it. I understand it, I get it, but I don't go past my morals and just automatically say, "Oh, well, I don't rock with Aquarius because I'm a Leo. Or, I don't do all that. I don't get that. Mm-mm.
Did you want to take a break before we go to question number two?
Oh, yeah, we definitely can. Hey, I'm going to play some more music for y'all. I don't know what, but I'm going to play some more music for y'all. But we're going to be back. And it's just been a long day. I promise y'all it's been a long day. But I love y'all. I love y'all for hanging out with me. I love y'all for just being who y'all are. That's what I do. But I'm getting to some music for my girl, Bria Sharice, man. Shout out to her, man. She been doing the thing out here, always supporting me. So this is her joint. It's called Get Right Live right here. Okay.
I'm in the pot, she get high, like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you should stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, she get high, like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you should stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the guap. Figure I'll write some bullshit, see if I could pop. Shit, it's either this goes right or go pop. Damn, I feel like Ho when he was scratching on the block. Everybody popping, but that boy just died. Gave up on this shit like 2 million times. Damn, probably more, I know I'm not doing fine. I always come back to the bitch when she tell me to rhyme. Put my heart into this shit, but she don't pay me no mind. I feel like crying, yeah, I feel like
dang, no, no, what's wrong. Slimming fuck this 9 to 5, shit, depression in the song. I've been mad for a minute, crashing in my tone. Just remember when I pop, don't be messaging my phone. Wait a minute, who is this? Hold your number, then pop up. Boy, I thought that we was on me, but my shoes, you ain't pop up. Self-made, ain't nobody gave me shit but hard times. I was trying to get us rich. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the guap. Soon as I pop, I'ma buy me a bottle, bottle. Hit that 7-Eleven, buy some scratchers for the lotto. Pass them out, I guess, Christmas came early. Then I disappeared, you won't see me like Big Shirley. But it's mine, I bet I make an impact. Screaming, fuck all my haters, they gotta, you did that. And it ain't nobody fault but my own. I ain't blaming y'all, niggas fuck around and put me on. You know what's poppin', everybody tryin' it. Be careful when you poppin', it's a pop you in the street. I was hoppin' gas, now I'm hoppin' on the bitch. Fly the fuck away, Mary Poppins on the bitch. Look, you know my name, G Dada. I so trill, I let the kids call the boy G Pop. Give it a little time and I'm poppin' out hits. Talkin' more hits, the Dolly poppin' out hits. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the guap. I'm in the pot, she get high like a balloon, watch me pop. Think I'm not, no you not, nigga watch, you stop. I hit the drink, no pop, they hit the block, they get the.
Yeah, I know that it's your boy, Mr. AK OG. We're still in the building. Still got the camera reply going on right now. And after we do the camera reply, like I said, my DJ called in, so I could definitely talk a little bit later after we do the camera reply. So I'm going to just go ahead and take it away right now.
So we're going to go into question number 2. I received a question from Noy, and she said, "Hey, Amethyst. Girl, my situation is really complicated. I've been in an off and on relationship for 9 years. The relationship was okay for the most part in the beginning. We never had any disagreements at all until about 3 or 4 years ago. Previously, I had never saw this side of him. I really hate to have serious conversations with him because he is dismissive and nothing ever gets resolved. He doesn't admit his faults or offers an apology. My boyfriend talks in a condescending manner. He has terrible mood swings. He can be happy 1 minute, then the next thing you know, it's like here's Johnny from The Shining. His personality changes in the blink of an eye. He has the tendency to think it is okay to be disrespectful and antagonizing. We got into an argument recently about really nothing. It was a simple suggestion regarding GPS directions and local directions. I gave a suggested easy yet simple to follow direction. He ignored me and decided to use his GPS, which he said was a faster route, but actually it was not. He got very ugly when I said, going this way, you are going to run into delayed traffic because kids are getting out of school and this is a congested route. Well, that hit him smack dab in the butt, and he was truly road raging, not only with the car, but with his mouth as well, speeding over 100 miles an hour. I tried to calm him down, but he just got crazier. Man, you talk about a resting beat face. Yeah, he had that all the way home. I was not used to this tantrum because he had never showed a reaction quite to this level. And I'm still not over it. He is so mad that he is still mad and spitting bullets. I guess I better duck and hide or get my tennis racket and balls ready just in case. Amethyst, what should I do? Hi, Noy. I'm sad to hear that you are dealing with this issue. It sounds like your partner is trying to incite his male dominance over you. He must indeed be an alpha male. Some men would not tolerate being told how to do anything. His egotistical actions are not okay. He sounds very sexist, meaning women are beneath him. Some men are taught to take over the household when their fathers play hide and go seek, which means seeking out another woman and hiding when he finds one. This forces the mom to rely on her baby boy to help her run the household. By doing so, sometimes men pick up on these bad habits and feel that they get to dictate and reinforce their rules upon everyone. Men who do not value women's opinions and voice are those who are abusive emotionally and wants to silence the voice of his woman. This makes him feel superior. Really, he is an insecure, scared little boy who uses scare tactics to prevent a female from speaking. I've always said that some people pretend very well. They can hide their true nature for a very long time. In my opinion, pay attention to these outbursts. And if speaking up causes him to blurt out insults like threatening, stop talking and let him calm down so that you can be safe. Once he has relaxed, remove yourself from the situation. Let him know your thoughts and you will not tolerate his behavior. Also, keep pepper spray, taser, handy, just in case you have to be ready by any means necessary. And always keep 911 on speed dial. I feel this relationship isn't healthy. Sometimes we as people ignore warning signs just because they don't appear that often. It is okay to start over and move on. You need to leave. Remember, self-love is the best love, and I hope this is helpful.
All I got to tell you is, if you ain't got one of them poles or one heaters, go get one. If he roll raging that bad, you should drive your own car to whatever event that y'all go to, because it sounds like he got real issues, like real talk. Coming from a man's point of view, some of the stuff he getting pissed off about is way out of hand. You need to just get out of that, like point blank period. Like anybody that's raging that hard, just get up out of that. Just get up out of there. And don't ask no questions. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Hope you ain't left nothing at his crib that's worth value. Keep it moving. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just keep it moving on that note. Don't even just leave, because that's way uncharacteristically crazy. Too many red flags, shorty. Just go ahead and get up out of there. So what I'm going to do is my DJ called in. That we're going to do the segment with. So first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play her mix for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to get right into it and conversate with it. And you know what I'm saying? We just definitely going to do what we do. And we're going to chop it up with it after we go through this mix for and all this good stuff. So without further ado, I'm getting to this mix from DJ Miss JQ. Man, this is a DJ I've been rocking with for a long time. I've been supporting her. Regardless if it's just on the internet or whatever like that, I'm always rocking for whatever she's doing. So I'm going to get into a mix right now. Then after I play the mix for a while, we're going to chop it up with her. We're going to get to know her. And, you know, we're going to do what we do, man. So this your boy, Mr. AK OG Radio. Y'all know what I say. In the world premiere. This is world premiere on the OG Radio, man. Let's get it.
You in the mix with Miss J.
Quick fashion question. Do I wear this thick ass? High top.
What's his name?
Yo, was that Miss JQ?
Or did I wear his shoes? With my loca.
I pull up in the double, I ghost with no tin on the window. The bitch giving tops in. I look at my watch, I got rocks in it. Keep the stud around, yeah, that's that Glock business. Eat him up with that boy in the pot with me. Cool him off with that boy with a hot glitch. I just went got my BM a Rover. Took 500K, took that to the lot with me. From the AM to P on my stock bill. It's a house on my wrist, it's a Richard Miller. I just took the top off of the Caterpillar. I get you spent for a half a nickel. The same niggas who ride and they layin' with you. As soon as they slide, I'ma pay the ticket. Somebody gon' die, and it ain't gon' be me. I got caught with my hoe, me and Bay on TV. Give a fuck about a rapper, won't play on CD. I heard Buddy got whacked, I was laid with a freak.
This padded new magic look like it's 3D. Eat that shit up, baby, bon appetit. This bitch got a spray for before a CC. Pull up, back to back, Lambo repeat. M on my neck, you gon' die up for these. That's on your chest, we pull fire with these. Stop.
Drop and roll, I make them free. Alphabet, so my neck always rocking BV. Bling. Hey, you don't wanna be the nigga I see. Fully loaded up in there, tucked up under my seat. Light them up in front of you so you can tell them what you seen. Flex, ball on the nigga, Mr. Clean. I get dope and foul on that nigga on your team. You ever seen a grown-ass nigga on his knees? Making prayer hands, begging everybody please. Got a pissing in his pants. Nigga need a pair of jeans.
I'ma come clean with a 100-round machine. I'm a young bull like the front of Lamborghini. It's an M when the phone go bing. Just like LeBron, put the crown on the king. Diamonds water like the Isle of Malise. If I shoot him, I'ma turn him to a meme.
Tell him I need him, my bitch, she a rider. I got a shooter and I got a driver. They want that heat, I'm the only provider. Little back for him, bitch, worth a five, yo. Niggas know the vibe, that's worth a five, yo. Beef, we bout to resolve, yo. Pull up on the opps, do we have a problem? Hold up, shorty, hold up, bitch. Please don't touch me, look at my fit. Look at my ankle, look at my wrist. This one a pack, this one a brick. That one a op, that one a lick. This one for pop, this one for juice. Bitch, you a deuce. Niggas give it up in my city. Really shed blood in my city. Get love in my city. Niggas will sun your whole set like it's around six clips. Whole team get flyer than round trips. Bitch, she's the spine on my flick. He admiring my drip. Check what I do. The check a clear too. Pull up like a drive-thru. So check your rear view. I don't care how long it take to get an op back. All my niggas outside. Steak, bitch, we out back. I don't care how long it take to get an op back. All my niggas outside. Steak, bitch, we out back.
I said U-S-U-S-R. You better get your stank ass up out of here before I cause a nuclear holocaust up in here, fool. Hey, no, let's go, fool. Come on.
Hey,
let
me hear on Shima and niggas suck.
Hey, hey, your phone ain't out. Hey, block, 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 me on the block, block, baby. Shot Glock, baby, Glock, baby, what? 32 shot Glock, baby.
Block, baby.
Get me on the block, block, baby, block, baby, what? Get me on the block, block, baby.
Bitch.
32 shot Glock, baby, Glock, baby, what? 32 shot Glock, baby.
Block, baby.
Bad ass kid, we'll race with a street like brand new fit. Got a Glock with the G knife, Fred White T with a creep pair of Levi, real ass crip. I never ever beat my fake ass bitch. She'll never ever beat my cut a hoe off. We don't love these speed line. No conversation, he ain't got a stick.
What?
If this gets elated, I'ma shoot mine quick. Big 4-5, push through a nigga shit. Focus on the money, we ain't beating by the bitch. Yeah, I'm a black baby with a six. I'm a cheat code, nigga, I'm a glitch. Throw me in the game and I'm bound to get rich. Nigga turn house there, why don't niggas switch? So many times a nigga could've been a lick. I'ma wear a nigga up, leave his whole body drenched.
Yeah.
DJ Miss JQ.
You know the vibes is lit, it's lit. This a gangsta party, bring a stick. Knee freak, she clean up the
dick. She clean up the dick.
Eat, she sucking the click.
Eat her.
We flying your strip. She keep on banging his thing. I let my nuts hang in his dick. I got gang and I got my thing in his dick. I probably leave with your hoe.
Come
go
on
to the crib, she dick in the Tahoe. The bride is wiggy, not beef out your taco.
Boom.
Down with that fire, head living like YOLO.
Put
that dick in your face, make you dance like go-go. Or run real quick, like go-go.
Go,
get
go,
out of there. Full of blue tips and it's 4-0.
Or back there, you're holding and we kicking your front door.
Nigga, we ain't never ducking no gun smoke. Somebody got dumped on.
Boom.
My little brother just got off a truckload.
Boom.
I'm trying to drop me out, I'm not a diss on.
Run a little money, them niggas get spent on.
Had them
Hey, yeah, y'all know this is boy Mr. AK. OG Radio, y'all already know we in the building, I do what I do. That is the mix from DJ Miss JQ in the building. Say what's up to the people for me one time.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? It's DJ Miss JQ, and I'm so happy to be on the show today, man. I really appreciate the love.
First of all, I appreciate you for coming on and hanging out with your boy. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? This is like my first, you know what I'm saying, new segment that I'm pulling out today. It's called Go DJ. And the whole base behind this whole situation is that, you know, we go show love to the DJs, you know what I'm saying? So what this segment is really going to be about, man, outside of us, you know what I'm saying, letting these DJs rock on OG Radio, playing their mixes and doing what we do, we also going to get an insight on these DJs, and we're going to get to know who they are, you know how they got into the game, and just some of the things they go through as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, doing what they got to do, events and all that other stuff. So first of all, what I want you to do is, first of all, tell us how you came up with the name, you know, so your DJ name on top.
Okay, well, it's really simple, and at the same time, you know, not, I guess, anyhow, so my government name is Jonquil. I'm from Chicago, okay. You know, if you come up north, uptown, you may drive past Jonquil Street. If you enter flowers, you may know that Jonquil is a name of a flower, and so on and so on. But how I got the nickname JQ and how it transformed into DJ Miss JQ was when I was on the campus of SIUC. I have many talents, and I was rapping, and I won a rap battle. And they was like, "What's your name? What's your name?" The host at the time, he was like, "What's your name? What's your name?" And I was like, "Jonquil." He was like, "Jahu?" And I was like, "Jonquil." And he was like, "I'm going to call you JQ." And it was just like, the winner is JQ. And then from that point on, everybody knew me as JQ. You know, it was, I guess, easier for people to remember things and such. And, you know, I thought it was a pretty smooth, cool nickname. So, you know, when I started DJing, it just was, you know, we're going to stick to the same script, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to add the mist to it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because often people, when they hear JQ, they don't know whether I'm a woman or a male, you know, so I put the miss in front of it just so that when, you know, you see my name on the ticket, you know who, you know what I'm saying, you know who it is. So
That's crazy, but, you know, I rock with it. So how did you get into DJing? Like, you know, I know you said you was battle rapping, you're doing some other things, but how did you, like, just transition to, like, you know, I'm going to really go ahead and go deep into this DJ game. So, you know, how did that, you know, come about?
Okay, well, that came about in college. I have a background in poetry and rapping and things of that such. I have a love for music. I even have it tatted on me. Music is my heartbeat. And I went to Southern Illinois University in Carbondale for radio and television. And had some radio shows, you know. Still one of the only, you know, I was the first, but I still think I'm the only, to have two simultaneous shows going on at once, one for the community radio station, 91.1, as well as the college radio station, WIDB. But really how I transitioned into DJing is that, you know, being in college, you go to a lot of parties. And I had my radio show, and I would play music on the radio, and I would just transition. I always had a great ear for music because not only was I listening to music growing up, and, you know, I would do that over watching TV, but, you know, creating and all kinds of things. So it was simple for me to, like, transition one good song to the next song, you know. So eventually people were just like, yo, you need to be doing some of these parties because what you do on the radio kind of sound better than some of these parties you go to, or, you know what I'm saying, things of that stuff. So it really was just my peers around me just saying, like, yo, you always snatching the aux cord, you know what I'm saying? You know, we hear you on the radio. You need to go ahead and DJ some stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I just might. And then next thing you know, I invested a refund check into some DJ equipment and started doing the college parties.
But
it just went up from there. So,
hey, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's crazy because a lot of people just, it's like something that people don't want to, that don't go into, they don't think about going into. It's just the fact that you got that love and that ear for music, and it's like a lot of people who got that love and that ear for music, it's almost like it's like a purpose. It, like, you flow right into it. It ain't something like you stay up day and night thinking, like, should I go do this? I shouldn't I go do this? But you just transition right into it. Because, I mean, my DJ story is just hilarious. I'm going to tell y'all that another time because it ain't about me. But my transition is from doing
that.
From doing radio and stuff like that, it's hilarious. We got time. I'll go into it later, but this is about you, so I'm going to keep it with you. So, like I said, you went to, you know, SIU. You got your degree in television radio broadcasting. I got my my degree as well in television radio broadcast, so I guess that's one thing we can comment outside of DJing as well. So let me know, like, what are some of the challenges of being not only just a DJ but a female DJ? Like, what are some of the challenges that you deal with, like, just on getting booked for shows, or, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, just fighting for your position in this game?
Well, being a woman, I mean, across the board, no matter what field you're in as a woman, I think we go through similar challenges, you know. We go through challenges such as, you know, men at times only giving or extending opportunities based on whether or not they think they can have a chance with you or not. You know, so, like, it's just across the board, like, you deal with the same thing. Even with the pay, sometimes you may get paid lesser than your male counterparts, and because, you know, you may not know the ins and outs, so you setting yourself a little short because of that. You know, like, okay, my male counterpart can take this much a gig, and I'm only being offered this much. You know, and then it's like sometimes trying to be assertive when it comes to negotiating contracts and things of that such.
Right.
That just kind of, you know what I'm saying, kind of cause a little tension, because when a woman is assertive, they can seem a little bossy, controlling, or, you know, bitchy, all kind of things. So it's like, you know, you run into those things, and sometimes those challenges can even bring upon anxiety and other things, you know. So, but I would say, being a woman, we go through some of the same things no matter what field you're in. So,
that's cool, though. I definitely show love to not only the DJs, but the female DJs. Like, I just like the swag y'all bring, to be honest. Don't get me wrong, I rock with all DJs, but, you know, so, like, what attracted me to you as a DJ was just the swag you brought to it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know you post a lot of stuff on Instagram, like Facebook, stuff like that. It was just, you know what I'm saying, how you rock the crowd, you know what I'm saying? You bring a different swag to it, like something that was... You let them know, like, yeah, I'm a lady, but I get it in. I'm going to get it cracking. But, you know what I'm saying, you put that different touch on it and stuff like that. So, you know, I definitely rock with you on that note. And, so what are some of the, I would say, like, what is, like, one of the biggest, like, parties or that moment where you, like, really realized that, like, you were being not, I don't want to say respected, but people was, like, showing you or showing you that respect and showing you that love that they were showing male counterparts, or what was that moment or that event or that, you know what I'm saying, that set that you did, whether it was with a major artist or it was a big, like, event at a club that you rocked it and people showed you love and that, like, kind of solidified you, like, you know what, I belong here. Like, what was that moment for you?
Ooh, that is a great question, and I don't know if I could narrow it down to one, because throughout my entire journey, you know, I feel like it's not just upward, you feel me? It's like a roller coaster,
right.
At times in my journey, I have one of those moments where it's like, okay, this particular event told me to keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get a little content placing, and then, you know, and then it's like, okay, here's another thing that solidified, like, hey, you need to be doing this more. And a few that come to mind would be Vegan Fest. I did that 2016 through 18. That was an annual summer event. A lot of, man, I wish COVID never happened, because, oh my gosh. But anywho, I would say Vegan Fest and being back, because Vegan Fest is held in Chicago every summer, or they try to, you know, because of, you know, these restrictions, you know. But at Grant Park, you know, in Grant Park, it's huge. So that's, like, you know, one of my biggest audiences, you know, to date, you know what I'm saying, doing that. Another event, and just seeing the crowd reaction, and these people, half these people that come to the Vegan Fest are from all over, and they don't can of paint, you feel me? So DJing in front of those large crowds and seeing their faces smile, and they, you know, taking out their phones and just being a part of those memories of them, even if they don't even acknowledge me, but the fact that they're enjoying themselves is enough for me, you know what I'm saying? So I would say recently, I will say I will say bands. I did an event Ad too. I got to shout out my homie Ad too. Got a show, Direct Shop, on Vans Channel 66. I got invited to be a part of one of the episodes, and doing that and getting feedback from that and connecting with some dope people for that particular occasion let me know that, yo, despite the times that we're in and the ups and downs that we're mm-hmm. in, you're doing what you're doing. You're on the right path. So those are two particular events and occasions that I can think of.
That's definitely dope. Like I said, for y'all that don't know, like, I've really been following her for a minute. We really be like, we vibe, we each other back and forth. Yeah, you know, because I'll be posting stuff on, like, my Snapchat, like, where I be DJing then, and she always hit the heart, or she be like, the 100 emoji or just something. And I be like, you know what, that's real, because, you know what I'm saying, no matter where I'm rocking it, man, when I'm DJing and I'm posting something, she always show me that love. And anytime she's somewhere, I show that love right back, and it's like, we literally connected on stuff. And side note, we were supposed to play
a football game against each other.
You sure did. You put up on me so many times. She put up on me so many times. Like, man, just
doing
love.
Some events in the Burbs, and you was DJing.
Yeah.
I think you was on the bowling alley.
Oh,
up to that,
when I was,
you know what I'm saying?
When I was at was it Lakewood? Oh yes, we was in Lakewood, and I was rocking. And I didn't, you all know what the funny thing is? She walked past the DJ booth, chunked the deuce at me, and everything. But I was so locked in, I was just like, I'm in my mode. And then I think, like, oh my G, let me go holler at her. I had to go and come out the DJ booth, come holler at her. We chopped it up for a minute. She was like, it's cool, though. You was locked in, bro. I respect that. But, like, it's been, like, love, like, from jump to now. It's just, you know what I'm saying, just like, love. Like, anytime I've seen that in an event, I pulled up on that at a couple of events she was doing. And just,
mm-hmm.
like, I, you know, it ain't even got to be nothing, no big, oh, we got to hug it. It's
right.
Like, I see you in your mode. I chuck the dude.
Right.
Do
sometimes
that,
it's a
that for you, and I keep it moving.
More.
Right. It been many a head nods between me and you. And like I said, side note, we were supposed to play a flag football game against each other. But I think I got out the playoffs before we were supposed to play her. So, you know.
Oh,
I couldn't,
right,
you know,
right.
That was a small little situation where we was like, she saw me post something, and she was like, where you at? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm playing
right.
flag game, whatever. She was like, wait, I just left.
It's a small
I'm like, oh, word. Yeah, and then we looked at the schedule like, oh, we going to play y'all in the playoffs. But my teammate Duke would take care of our functions, and y'all team took care of y'all functions. But, you know, like I said, if I jump back in that league and she in that league, she know what it is. You know, when I step on the football field, I ain't got no friends.
Man.
You know, when my team
come
just,
on, come
I said,
on,
I've been coaching. I've been coaching football lately with my football kids, so it's kind of like, I took a break from the flag because I had to focus on these kids, get these kids right. But it's like it's been love, like, the whole situation. So the question I want to ask you is, as far as, like, other DJs, other female DJs, the DJs is period. It ain't got to be females. But, like, for a DJ that was just, like, starting out, that was trying to get their feet wet, like, what are some of the things you would tell that DJ to do, like, to when they first start out, whether it's a certain type of, like, equipment they should go by first, or, like, a certain class or a certain YouTube or whatever it is that they need to start looking at and researching, then what advice would you give them?
Any advice that I'll give an up-and-coming, like, DJ is to, I mean, one, yeah, definitely look and invest in yourself. Look for the right equipment to start off with. Don't break your pockets, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to get the most complex board, you know what I'm saying? Just start off simple. Invest in yourself. And once you master that, you know, that board or, you know, or whatnot, then go ahead and advance to other things. But definitely start. So I'm going to say, you know, and invest in yourself. And then, too, man, have fun with it. Have fun with it, because once the fun is gone, then that's when, you know, the love is gone, you know what I'm saying? So continue to have fun with it. Find ways to have fun with it. challenge yourself, you know. That way it'd be something that you can continue to do as long as you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Do it.
That's some good advice. Like I said, man, if y'all don't know, man, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. Shout out to Amethyst and the Karma Reply. We in here hanging out with Miss DJ JQ, like one of my G's, one of my favorite DJs, you know what I'm saying, I rock with, man. And we just in here chopping it up, you know what I'm saying, allowing the people to get to know you more, you know what I'm saying. So outside of DJing, you said that you used to rap. So my question is, do you still rap? And when you were, like, really into rapping, did you drop a mixtape or a single?
Okay. Do I still rap? Yes, I still create. Is that something that I'm trying to pursue as, like, a full-time career? No, that was, you know, back in the day when I was in high school and battle rapping and things of that such, I wanted to be the next Shauna. You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm like, yo, I'm finna, you know. But then, you know, again, you know, going off to college, just knew I wanted to be around music, period. You know what I'm saying? So went out to school, do radio, and then, you know, those kind of, and then that branched off into DJing and things of that such, you know. But yeah, I dropped several projects. But they're small projects on SoundCloud. You can definitely look them up. DJ,
I'm going to go find them, too.
You know, Nothing to Prove is my favorite one. That's my favorite project EP. You can hear some bars. Now I'm not going to be rapping about, you know what I'm saying, you know, some wild stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm true to me, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to hear some romance. You may hear, you know, some woke stuff. You may hear, you know, a couple of tough boxes. All of that is me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to sound like anybody else. I'm just me. So I'm gonna forever create, you know. It's within me. Like, I was creating rhymes before I could write, and like that's been my love for music, because like while my brother and sister was watching TV in the back room, you know, I was up front sneaking in. If my father was home, I'd be listening to music with him, but when he wasn't home, I was sneaking and listening to music, you know what I'm saying, listening to his CDs and stuff like that. It's a quick, funny story. The reason how I learned alphabetical order, because I used to sneak and listen to my dad's CDs, and they used to always have to be back in the same order. And I would get in trouble when he, like, I know you've been listening to my stuff because you didn't mess all the whole order. Woo-woo. But anyway, so, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Music has been in me since I was little, like, literally creating when I was 4 or 5 years old, you know what I'm saying? Little rhymes, it wasn't that complex, but that grew, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to forever create. And yes, I got projects out, and I might drop another one just on some, you know, just to have something to look back on, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I believe that, I don't know who said it, I've seen it somewhere, but they say you should have 3 hobbies, you know, one that keep you creative, one that make you money, and one that keeps you healthy, you know. So DJing and rhyming, you know, for me is what keeps me creative, you know what I'm saying, as well as, you know, makes me some money, you know. And flag football, since you mentioned football, that's what keeps me healthy, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know, doing other things to try to be happy. But, you know, I do that to stay active and stay healthy, and that definitely pays off when you're DJing and having to be on your feet for a while.
Yes, definitely. And I think we in the same boat, because you, like I said, I still rap as well, even though I ain't dropped no project in like 10 years. But, you know, I still got some bars. I still mess around on an app called the Bars app, and I just go in there and just, it's like therapy for me. I keep it honest, keep it 100. Like when I like create and I rap, I do freestyle. It's my therapy. See what I'm saying? Then I do OG radio, and y'all know I DJ, and everything else I do, social media marketing, that's what get me paid, but that is something I love to do. But something that keeps me in shape is coaching football and basketball with these little kids, because I tell you the truth, I run with my kids when I don't get my workout. I work out with my football kids when I don't get my workout, and I swear I get back in shape every year just because of them kids. So I be on it. Like my kids, like my football kids, And the proud moment for me is that I have now coached 7 D1 athletes, and I've coached 30 football kids who went on to college, whether it's D1, D1AA, Division III, junior college. I got 30-plus kids that all of them went to college. Like, that is something that I like. That's something that I would tell people all the time. Like, that's like a blessing for me because that's just, like, it's called giving back. But it's like, for me, it's like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in my community. And just to see these kids, like, now, even I coach, like, even me coaching basketball, it's just fun. The icing on the cake is one of my nieces is playing basketball, and I just get to terrorize. She get to terrorize and do what she needs to do. But, you know what I'm saying, on that note, it's just, that's just the fun part of it, man. And that's the love part, where I'm able to just see these kids grow up, like, see these young girls grow up. And they go off because we got a chip team and they do amazing things. See these young boys grow up and become young men, respectful young men. So, like, that's what keep me young is watching them kids. And I got to keep my feet together because my kids be testing when they get older. Like, coach, you ain't got it no more. Like, hold on now. Like, I don't want you to go cry to your mama because I didn't hemmed you up. Just be cool. Be cool. But yeah, man, like, this whole segment, you know, I already know that it's going to be one or two DJs that's going to call me and be like, bro, so she was first. I'm be like, it wasn't nothing personal. It's just that she had the time for me at the time. So I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's just all love. So we got enough time before we close out. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all how my DJ journey started. So
yes.
I was doing OG radio with my cousin, DJ Will Trey, and rest in peace to my big bro, DJ Will, DJ Big Pat. So we at Platinum 144s, I'm doing OGTV, I'm doing interviews, and I kept telling him I was DJing, like Will Trey was like, all right, cuz, you DJing, you know, go get you some equipment, do this. So I was like, yeah, I've been messing with some equipment, I've been doing my thing, I just been messing around, I ain't serious. So both of these fools say, oh, yeah, we got to leave, bro. So, you know, can you just hold down the DJ set for, like, 20 minutes? I'm scared as hell. Like, what? No. But they're like, bro, it's an emergency, bro. Just need you, like, 10 minutes, bro. You'll be all right. We'll be right back. And I'm thinking in my head, like, if y'all going somewhere, 10 minutes ain't long enough. So I get up there. I just say, F it, man. You know, I've been doing my studying. I've been rocking, you know, in the crib by myself. So I did, like, a 10 minute set. Crowd was loving it. Everybody was loving it. So I decided to look back in the crowd. These fools is in the back watching me. I'm like, so this how y'all gonna do me? And then from there, it was just like, they laughed it off. And it was funny to me, but it wasn't funny to me. It was funny to them. And like from there, I just, you know, I figured like, okay, I guess I got it. And then it's like, as more and more I started doing what I was doing, and it just kept building. Like, I kept getting better. I kept practicing. And don't get me wrong, I had a couple bad sets, like a couple bad events, bad sets. And I didn't let it deter me. I just kept riding. I kept grinding.
That comes with it.
And it, like I said, those two sets, that hurt me. Like, I was literally like, all right, this ain't for me then. But I kept grinding. I kept going. And a lot of people do know I was – Dwayne Wade's DJ for his basketball camps from like 2018 to like 2020, something like that. So the last 3 years he's out here doing the camp, I was the DJ for the camp, had the kids, had the players, all that stuff. And that was kind of like my moment where I was like, I got it. Like, if they trust me enough for 3 years to DJ this camp, I did my thing. A lot of people who came out who were, if you want to say celebrity people, they gave me my respect. Dwayne gave me my respect. So that moment let me know, like, all right, I got it. I kind of got it. I'm with it. I can get it. So that's how I, like, started my DJing, like, career, and how I just continued to roll and continue to do what I do with it. So, yeah, that's that story. So you wanted the story, I gave it to y'all. Right? That was the story. But so yeah. What I want to know is, how can people get in contact with you, whether it's artists who want you to host their mixtapes, or anybody that's looking for a DJ for any of these events, like, you know, spring coming up, like spring stuff, proms and prom send-offs. Like, I don't know if you ever did one of them. I did one of those, and that was, like, my first experience, but it was crazy. But let people know how they can get in contact with you if they want to book you for any event.
Yes, yes. If you want to book me for any events, I do some of everything. I do prom send-offs. I do weddings. I do wedding receptions. I do it all, you know what I'm saying? Graduation, send-offs and all that stuff, you know. You can reach me on social media, MZJQ. I can be found like that, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And, man, holla at my boy, you know what I'm saying, OG Radio, you know what I'm saying, to get in tune with me. They'll send you my info, you know what I'm saying. Let's
you already
in.
Know.
Let's get in
you
tune.
You already know.
And I'm willing to work and deal with any and everybody, man. Again, I do some of all types of events, from corporate, private, birthday parties, concerts and things of that such. So whatever it is, I'm pretty sure I've done it before or willing to do it. That's ill. That's work. It's 2022. It's bags to be got. Let's do it.
You ain't never lying. And I know me and you've been talking, like, privately about doing a project together. So we still going to work that out. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if y'all know I dropped the – It's coming. I dropped a Valentine's Day mixtape, all R&B artists. So it's on the Audio Mac. I done posted the link every damn where. I don't know if you heard it, but, like, I'm honestly tell y'all right now, it's probably one of the best mixtapes I've done because the R&B artists. I'm going to send it to you, too. I'm going to send it to you. I want your honest opinion on the whole situation.
I've heard most of it already, and it's heat, it's fire.
I appreciate that 110%. I really do. But yeah, me and you definitely gonna, I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna put something together in the near future. And I just want to let y'all know, on Thursday nights, everybody who know, I got the number one, where they have the number one poetry hour on OG Radio on Thursday nights. Shout out to Genesis and shout out to Radio Real. Definitely shout out to those two. So we've been doing a Puffin Poetry event. I DJed the last event. Y'all already know I do me. We have another one coming up. I think it's April. Is it April? I think it's April 17th. So April 17th, we'll be back in the building. I'm posting flyers.
Hello. We got a bad connection now. Oh, no.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, well, I think he got cut off. I want to thank you for the information that you gave. It was very valuable because I could kind of relate because I actually have DJ equipment myself. And I did try to go to a DJ class, and I could tell that even though it was taught by men, that they act like that they were caught off guard, that I actually came with equipment. And I feel like that they taught me, but I don't think that they really gave as much as they could, because they seemed like that they were more interested in teaching the males that were in the class but did not have any equipment. So I'm the only person that came with my own. So I can kind of relate to that sometimes it's hard to get help, like you said, from males, because if they feel that you're not trying to talk to them or they can't get anywhere in that area, that they really don't want to help you at all.
Exactly. Yeah, the struggle be real. But, yeah, you already made
hey,
part
yeah,
of that.
Technical difficulties,
you know?
But I'm back in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm back in the building.
Cool.
So, yeah,
cool.
Like I was saying, definitely my Puff for Poetry party is coming up on April 17th. I think I said that right. like I said, before I get out in the show, shout out to Amethyst. Today your birthday. No, Sunday your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So since Sunday's her birthday, we going to say happy birthday to her today. I am said today. I said it earlier. But Sunday is her birthday. I don't know what you got planned, but I hope you have fun on your birthday. You know what I'm saying? You kick it, you know, have fun, all that good stuff.
Thank you.
We here at OG Radio, like, I just want everybody to know, like,
just how I told y'all, I got chemistry with Miss JQ, and we go back. Me and Amethyst been, like, doing radio shows together for the longest. So it's like a lot of these people, a lot of the people that you hear on OG Radio that I be saying, hey, I rock with 100%, I really rock with 100%. So I just wanted to tell Amethyst that a lot of people are loving your segment. Like, I just wanted to tell you that from me, from everybody else, that people really are loving the segment. Like, they, like, people be hitting me up like, man, so what y'all talking about next Friday? Like, I don't know. Like, you got to ask her, send her a message. Don't send it to me no more. Because people will do that. Like I would literally have to read off the messages from my phone, and I'd be like, why y'all just don't follow directions and contact her? This is her segment. All I do is give my opinion. This ain't about me. So, yeah, that's just, it's crazy, but it is what it is. So, like I said, the event on April 17th, I'm going to send out the flyer. Ms. JQ, if you ain't got nothing to do, I'm going to need to see you in the building because you said you
I'm
poetry.
In the building.
So this is a pun. So it's the fucking poetry. Amethyst, you're not busy. I'm going to need you in the building. I just want people in the building to support this Puff and Poetry Park. They've been selling out every time they do an event. And like I said, I'm blessed that they even allowed me to just be the DJ. But they was like, no, you kind of like the balls. I'm like, no, don't even rustle sending me. Don't even tell people I'm here. Just say you got a DJ that y'all really like. Don't even... You ain't got to go through the spiel for me. Just let me sit back and chill and vibe with y'all. I'm just rock with y'all, and that's what it is. So, you know, then that's what we got coming up real, real soon in April, man. So I want to see everybody that's on this channel just rock with us. So before we all get up out of here, and Amethyst, you got anything else you want to add?
I just want to say for everybody to have fun, be safe. Then we'll see you all next week.
Yep. JQ, you got anything else you want to add?
Nah, I just want everybody to be good, be safe, and all that good stuff. You feel me?
I feel you. So, like, we finna get out of here. And y'all know what I say at the end of all my shows. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of itself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK. Shout out to Amethyst and the Karma Reply. Shout out to my girl, DJ Miss JQ. And we'll holler at y'all next Friday. I'll holler at y'all. Y'all know what it is, Chicago. Y'all stay safe, put the guns down, and we out of here.